Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's up? And welcome back to another great episode of Drunk Talk Radio. I am tonight's host, Pagosi, along with special guest, Michael Picard of No Longer the Hero. We're here to get drunk, get crazy. I mean, Cherry Pie, he's drinking Irish whiskey. We're getting faded. We're going to have a lot of good music. Three brand new songs. I just posted this to Facebook. So feel free to call in and say hello and ask us questions and just chill with us and listen to music. The guest call in is 347-850-1259. We are going to get crazy. We're going to get drunk tonight. Get ready. And we are going to have Michael Picard on the line like right now. So you guys better get ready for that. Just let me get a little more comfortable and move this other keyboard out of the way and put the laptop on the desk so I don't have it on my lap because it's kind of heavy. All right, finally, Michael Picard has come back to the microphone, and we are going to bring him on in like 1 second, guys. So hold on 1 second. Yes. All right. So, yeah, we're coming to you live, guys. Drunk Talk Radio. Pagosi along with Michael Picard tonight, and let's bring on Michael Picard. Yo, what's up, man? How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, brother? I'm happy to be here, man. I'm sorry that it's been a little bit. If you don't mind, I would actually like to give a shout out to somebody, if it's cool.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. I love shout outs. Hey,
yeah.
I'm the one. I'm slurring and I'm not even drunk. What's up with that? But yeah, go ahead, man. I love those.
Yeah, I never do that. But one of my best friends since like 2009. His father's going through a tough time right now, and he's been, you know, these people are like family to me, and they've been on my mind for a long time. I just wanted to give a shout out to Alex Loiza and his father, and say that I love you guys. You're not gonna hear this, but. From the bottom of my heart, I hope everything's going to be okay.
All right, man. Awesome. Yeah, man, me too. I hope everything goes cool with his dad. And, yeah, everything works out, man. That's some sad news. But, yeah, hoping for the best, my friend.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, it's just something that's been weighing on me a little bit. But, yeah, these people are, like, the highest of character, somebody that, like, if I was, like, half the man that they were, then I would be a good person in society and stuff like that. But,
wow.
You know, let's switch subjects and go on a lighter note. How you been, man? How's the music going? How's the poetry going? Like, how's everything?
Hey, what's up? Hey, pretty good, man. Yeah, just been, yeah, doing a lot of poetry, doing a lot of, like, blogging mostly, and, like, podcasting, video blogging. Getting back into music, but I'm thinking I'm getting more into singing, even though I'm not recording at all. But that's what I've been hearing in my head. And when I sing, when I'm walking around the house, I'm hearing these melodies and, like, ideas that are dark and creepy. And I want to record them, you know. But they also come with a storyline, so... I'm just trying to bring that back to music. Well, like, not just a bunch of random songs, which is what I hear now. I want a real storyline with the real emotion and just kind of like make the album like a movie. You know, that's what I'm hearing that in my head. So I've just been doing a lot of brainstorming. I think when I just sit down with beats, I just do whatever. But if I brainstorm, like, this is the way I want to plan it out. And yeah, pretty much that, man. And just been chilling. How about you, man? You been getting faded or what?
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah, very, very wasted at the moment. And
that is awesome.
Been like that for a long time. Music-wise, man, I have not been writing very often. But this track that I sent you called High Low, I think, like, without a doubt, it's my best song. And I think you'll agree with it. I'm actually excited to hear your thoughts on it. I sent it to a few people. And you know from this and other people that don't really know me don't know, but I don't really send my music out. And this was a song that as soon as I recorded it, I sent it to somebody that, like, one of my good friends. And he said, like, oh, I've never heard a song like this before. And I was like, hey, man,
wow.
That's, like, I appreciate that. And I was like, and taking a second listen. I sent it to Houdini and I sent it to a couple other people. And
nice.
I had been meaning to send it to you as well. And but I figured it'd be better
Very.
If you heard it and then we could discuss it afterwards. But do you
Oh,
know
yeah.
who Atmosphere is?
Isn't he a rapper?
Yeah, he's
Or
from
is
the
it a
East
band?
Coast. He does
No,
like
he's a rapper. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
I've heard of him, yeah. I've heard people talk
Okay,
about him
so
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very, very talented. Not exactly like my cup of tea, which is kind of ironic in a way, because this song I would describe as like a mixture of like a East Coast hip hop sort of like Atmosphere or Idea or those kind
Yeah.
of guys mixed with Nine Inch Nails. And the song kind of transforms a little bit, and I think it takes on like a lot of different elements of like a lot of different type of musical like inspiration. And I think it very much describes, like, if I had one song to say like, oh, this is my style, like I would use this song to describe that. And I'm very proud with how it came
Wow.
out.
Wow, man. Well, that sounds so awesome. I mean, man, I'm getting drunk just thinking about it. I even need to hit the whiskey this time. Wow, I'm excited. I'm getting drunk off the music this time. All right, man. Well, that sounds awesome. Let's get to this track then. I'm excited now. All right, guys. So we're going to take a quick music break while I go get some cherry pie and look for a bottle of whiskey as well. All right, check it out, guys. This is Michael Picard with the song High Low. I hope you guys like it. We are back live, guys. Welcome back to Drunk Talk Radio. Wow, that was an awesome track. That was Michael Picard with the song High Low. Wow, dude, that was amazing. That was crazy.
Hey,
I love
thank
the
you,
flow
man.
and the
I
way you
appreciate
rap
that.
it and like the singing and the beat part where you're like, yeah, like waking up with the hangover or slept to get rid of the hangover. That was crazy. But yeah, that was just raw. I like it because it was kind of like some depressing lyrics along with like uplifting lyrics. It was like a bit of both, you know, it was like mixed. It was a kind of upbeat, but yeah, like dark. I liked it. It just had a little bit of everything, but very unique. Like I never heard, like I was saying, I never heard a song quite like that one. It is very unique, like for sure.
Hey man, you're putting a smile on my face. I appreciate that. And this song, it's about addiction. And for anybody out there that struggles with any kind of addiction, no matter what it is, I just wanted to say that I'm here with you. And you know, we high low, like how I meant it. One of my friends said, like, I never heard like a phrase like that. What do you mean by high low? And I was like, I drained out to maintain in the high low is like we feel shitty, but we use chemicals or substances to maintain, and
yeah,
we can still feel high off of these substances no matter what kind of addiction you have. That's how we cope with life. And it was just a matter of like feeling like we might be high right now, but we're still feeling shitty and low at the same time. So it was just my way of saying like I feel you completely, I'm right there with you kind of thing.
For real, man. Hey, that's like real right there. I mean, that's how I feel sometimes. I feel like I'm addicted to alcohol. And like in certain ways, I being sober because I have more energy. Like I've been sober for like hella days right now. But I like it because I can wake up and I have more energy. I don't have hangovers. But yeah, I hate because I start thinking about stuff and getting very emotional. And all the dark thoughts start creeping in. Now, in a way, I don't like that because it kind of causes sadness in me and like more angry, dark, sinister thoughts. But
me
then
too.
In
me
another
too,
way,
completely.
I kind of like it because then I get creative. I start making all kinds of poetry and songs and shit. I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's good because when I'm always buzzed, I'm always like feeling good. I'm always in a good mood because I'm like, you know, I'm buzzed. So I'm like, I don't have time to think about no dark lyrics. What are dark lyrics? Oh, this vodka is like really lovely, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I'm on kind of like, that's the high low. That's crazy. I feel you on that, man. It's like, I kind of
relate. Yeah, I think it's something that all of us can relate to. Truth be told, brother, I'm like an alcoholic, man. And, like, I don't really have a problem admitting it. It's not something that makes me proud, but I think it's something that it's a conversation that needs to be had. And to anybody that's like me or, you know, or like you or like all of us, we're all the same here. And all of this affects all of us. And we're all affected by addiction, man. We're all affected by this. And it's really hard to maintain the way that we feel. And some of us get high. Some of us drink. Some of us deal with this. Yeah, like, you know how it is, man. And we're all here, brother. Like, we're all in the same boat. And I think, like, it's a big deal for all of us to be there for each other and shit like that.
For real, bro. Yeah, brother. I feel the same way, man. I'm just like, and that's why I've been feeling weird. I've been, like, I think sober for, like, over a week, which is, like, a record for me. Although I've done a month before, but, like, I don't know. Lately I just start thinking about stuff. And what I do when I'm sober is I try to stay busy just working, like, you know, working on my online store or just do a lot of blogging or podcasting. I feel like if I'm just sitting there and not doing something, I start thinking crazy things, you know. But then again, that makes for some good poetry. So then I'm like thinking, I don't know, it's good and it's bad. But tomorrow I'm definitely drinking beer for breakfast. That's right.
Yeah, that's the way to go, man. However you can calm your nerves and however you can feel okay, I encourage you, man. Just, I think it's important not let these kind of things get out of hand.
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah. I mean, because back in the day, I used to drink so much, I would black out and throw up, wake up on the ground. It was a whole other extreme. That was really a problem. You know, I was getting sick from it. But like now, I don't even... You know what I mean? I don't even drink, like, to that level. When I do drink, I just drink to enjoy it, not to, like, throw up and wake up on the ground or on the couch and wonder how I got there. So stuff like that. Yeah, it's all about just, like, enjoying it, enjoying the moment. Like before, I used to like not like have to get faded to do a show. Like usually, I'd be like, nah, because I don't have booze. But today, I was like, man, I think I could still do it. You know, whether I'm like sober or not. You know, it's like I'm still crazy. That's what people say. You always sound drunk, so you're not drunk today. I'm like, no, just naturally hyper. That's it.
You know what? I have the same thing actually, believe it or not. Every single day, people tell me my eyes look red. And people ask me if I'm on drugs and people ask me if I'm high. And I say, like, I do
Yeah.
not do any drugs whatsoever. Drugs are not my thing. They never have been. But, like, I can totally relate to that thing. Like, I'm not high. I'm never high. And people ask me all the time if I am. And it's like, no, that's just
Yeah, like if I start getting excited, I feel you. If I start getting
no matter
excited
what.
talking loud, people are like, "Are you drunk again?" I'm like, "No, I'm just like always like that." In fact, when I drink, I get more calm. I'm more chill when I drink, unless I'm doing like a character or something. But like when I'm like sober, that's when I'm like blah 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 blah, like oh crazy. I mean, like the only thing I like about being sober is like when I rap and sing, my performance is like so much better because I have so much more energy. When I'm faded, I feel lazy about music. Then I just get into like, you know, poetry
You and
or
me
like
both,
podcast
man,
music,
completely. Yeah, to
rapping.
yeah, and in all honesty, when I recorded that song that we just played, I was very high, and I don't get high, and I just happened to be high at the moment, and that's why I think the song came out a little differently than it normally does, and my voice sounded differently because of that. But when I get
Oh
drunk,
yeah.
I'm not really able to record or anything like that, and that's why I've really been having a hard time recording lately because I've been drinking a lot, I've been blacking out a lot, I forget a lot of details and stuff like that.
Oh, for real, yeah, especially with the blacking out, it's almost impossible to record. Well, maybe you could, because I've heard people, they hit record right before they blacked out, and then the next day they heard what they did, and it was actually kind of cool. I don't know, I've heard people do that, or like they're making like art, and they black out, and
Yeah.
when they wake up, it's like, whoa, did I make that? That's tight. I don't know, so I don't know, maybe that could be in the blackout that you made like your greatest masterpiece. I don't know, it's true,
No, it's an
man.
interesting take because I think it's it, to use anything that's mind altering, there's still a piece of you in there, but it kind of
Yeah.
changes. Like you have less inhibitions and you have less like apprehension to be yourself, and you can do certain things that you wouldn't normally do when you're sober. And I read like a
Oh
quote
yeah.
and they said like you can record drunk but you need to mix sober. And I kind
Oh
of agree with
yeah.
that. Like, you know, it helps some of us be creative. Some of us are not really creative when we're sober. And I don't know. I think it's important, like on a side note, for like none of us to judge, man. Like I don't judge anybody. If you whatever you have to do to be creative or be artistic, I think you should do it as long as it's not affecting your life in a negative way.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. I'm totally with that. That's another thing, but drinking does get me creative. Like I'll start having more ideas, like weird ideas and stuff that's out of this world and stuff. So then, oh, I get more into character. For like getting faded, I love doing YouTube or doing podcasting because more like character stuff I can do, like you know, versus music. I just get into the character more. And like you said, you don't hold back, so you don't have that inhibition. Like I like drinking before I go on camera or on podcasting because then I'm like less shy. For that, I do like to have a little buzz before I do anything live, or like when I do live streaming. I've been using this app called LiveMe where it's like live video streaming. I usually like to be
Yeah.
faded. You know, when I'm sober, I feel like it's boring because then I'm thinking of what to say. But when I'm faded, it just flows. It's like I just do it. It's like yeah. So, the pros and the cons. And then, but like, I love being sober when I sing because my voice is better, it's stronger. I don't know, I have more energy for it. It's like, so the pros and the cons. Oh yeah, man. So should we play another track? I think you sent me one. You said it was called Summit, but the way I
I
got
sent you
it,
two other.
you sent me one called Do You Mind and the one called Air. And I don't know if Air was supposed to be Summit, but it's you titled it Air. I had high low, do you mind, and then air.
I think I messed up on that. But you can forget the summit. You can play Air next, and Air is a I think we played it once before, but Air is a song with like struggling to feel like you fit in with other people.
Oh yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I struggle with that myself, like in certain ways. I'm kind of like a well, we'll talk about it after. Let's put the song. Yeah, so Michael Picard, this is the song, guys. We're going to a music break, Michael Picard. It's called Air. Air is the one that's like 4 minutes long, right? I think that's the one. I hope this is the right song. I think I titled it right. It has to be. Want me to play a clip of it and you let me know if it's the song? I think it is, though. Pretty sure I titled it correctly, but well, I'm just gonna play it and let me know if it is, and then I'll replay it. Okay, I'll leave your mic on. That's the one, right?
That's it.
Okay, so let's restart it. All right, guys, so we're gonna take a commercial break. This is Michael Picard with the song Air. I hope you guys enjoy.
Turn blue, what a perfect virtue. Stay black from the vision of an earth who could not give a damn. Further down than the apparition, not a fact is given, but it's made quite clear. Further down than the acquisition, not a fact is given, but it's made quite clear that I'm still right here.
Got you to find no words to say. I'm reaching in the bottom of my grave. I'll purge into my lungs, turn to gray. An exodus of my inner shame. I try to find the words to say. There's a myth of my vocal delay. I'll purge into my lungs, turn to gray. An exodus of my inner decay.
I'm trying to breathe the same fucking air. I'm trying to breathe the
Track was crazy. Guys, welcome back to Drunk Talk. We are back live. Michael Picard, the name of the track was there. Wow, that was crazy. That had like the whole Nine Inch Nails vibe to it. Like when he used to make that dark, creepy music, really dark stuff, like in the 90s. You know, like,
you know what?
The
I 80s, the
like
thing, 80s, man,
90s,
I appreciate
Nine
you saying
Nails,
that.
Like it's sinister
no,
stuff.
It really was. I find a lot of the instrumentals I'm attracted to are stuff that have like a Nine Inch Nails like influence to them, and I'm a big fan of them, and Trent Reznor is one of my biggest influences, and I just hope it doesn't sound like I'm trying to copy him or something like that, because I don't, you know, he doesn't rap or anything like that. I hope it sounds like I'm putting my own twist on it.
Now, your style's different, like your vocal style's different, and lyrics is just the beat. That beat sounds like something that he would have had back then, but like his older stuff, you know, it sounds, yeah, totally. When he used to use like a lot of keyboards and stuff, like more than the guitars,
yeah.
That's what it sounds like total dark stuff. It's like the creepy. But no, that sounds amazing. I like how he builds up. Like, you know, we were on the same side, and then you scream it. I wasn't expecting that. That was so epic. I was like, oh man, that was tight. So I was like, oh man, was not expecting that. Man, I can relate to that song, man. You know, fitting it sometimes is hard. I feel like I don't fit any in anywhere. You know, sometimes. I mean, sometimes I do, and then sometimes I'll get into this, like, how do you say it? Not defense mode, but, like, where I want to withdraw from everyone for a while and just write. And then, I don't know.
Yes,
but
that
I need
is
that
exactly
creative,
how I feel.
I need that creative space sometimes. And it's not because I'm mad at people, because people think I'm mad. And it's just, like, I don't know. I need that once in a while. It's not, I don't know. Like, I get like that. And then sometimes I feel like just vanishing into the shadows without a trace. I don't know. So it's like, but then I always
I
got to come back. I got to come back to Drunk Talk. You know, you always bring me back. I was like kind of fading away, but not really because I wanted to disappear back in the day, but I was just getting lazy about it. But you always motivate me. You're always, hey, man, let's do a show tonight and let's play some new tracks. So thanks for that, man. That's like other people sometimes are the ones that motivate you to keep going. You know, it's like.
No,
so
you do the same for me, man. And, I get really excited when I have like newer songs or like just certain things like to hear your opinions on, because for some, I don't know how, man, but I swear all the songs I play for you, you always know exactly what I'm talking about, like without me even describing them. And the same thing about vanishing into the shadows or wanting to withdraw. That's exactly what that song is about. And it speaks on like a few different topics of wanting to be a part of everybody else, but not feeling like you belong there, or not feeling like you're worthy of somebody loving you, of a woman loving you or something like that. That's what the song's about. And I know like that you feel me like 100% on that topic. So I appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
For real, I guess I just was feeling that vibe. It's kind of like the song was perfect timing because I was kind of feeling like that lately in my life. And I was thinking, yeah, but I'm eventually going to come back because I'm going to do a YouTube or a Drunk Talk or whatever. But then I was thinking, if I kind of like do my time to write, do my dark stuff, I don't know, I feel like I just got to say, as crazy as that stuff's going to sound to people, I think I got to do it. Like, I don't think that people care, like Marilyn Manson or Trent Reznor, when they did their dark stuff, they didn't care how crazy it was. They had it. It was something that needed to be said at the time. What do you think? I think artists should never hold back. I think that's what makes the music great. To say this is going to shock people, that's good. You know? Well, what do you think?
I think exactly the same, man. Yeah, I think like we all have a different way of expressing our emotions, and I think like the emotion of feeling like longing to be accepted, like can be expressed in like so many different ways, and that kind of topic has been covered by so many people. And however it makes sense to you, and if it feels like correct, like doing it, then I think it's perfect. Like that song we just played, like I don't know how many people would have thought to like rap on an instrumental like that. And like, I do think this song is kind of weird. Like, I'm not going to lie. I do think it sounds different. And, but the thought never occurred to me, like, oh, is this something that I should be doing or not? Like, it just, it feels right for me. And I encourage anybody, like, if your music feels right to you, then you should definitely pursue that, whatever that is.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree with that, man. Yeah, never hold back. Like, that's what I think, like, with myself. I think sometimes I hold back because I'm going to be like, I think, like, is this going to offend people or is it going to shock them? But then I'm thinking, well, this is my emotions, not theirs. You know what I mean? Like, if they think it's crazy, hey, that makes it better. It's, like, more, it's like, I think, like, that's what I think about songs. And one part of me, I think, like, I want to write a hit song that's just catchy and tight and, like, you know, to try to get out there. But in some times I think I just want to do the dark stuff and, like, say what I want to say, express what I'm going to express, because I think that's, like, I don't know, that's how I started. So I'm thinking that's what I really want. Oh, yeah. You should always go after what you really want, though, I think, with music or life or anything. Definitely, man. All right, so we got one more song. Should we talk about it first, or it's the one I think, do you mind? And we've gone into overtime, so I just want to make sure we play it before the clock runs out completely. But I think we have a few more minutes. I think we get like 10 extra minutes, so we're good.
Yeah, we got a little bit. This song is old. It's probably like a year and a half old, but
wow.
I was speaking to Houdini about this song like a long time ago, and I said, like, this is one of the only songs I ever felt where I accurately portrayed what I was feeling. And
wow.
This song is very, I mean, all of my songs are very personal to me, but this one is extra personal because it was written just a month or two after I split up with the girl I was with for like eight years. And I was just saying, like, I never felt like I was good enough or worthy of her love. And this song is like saying, like, I know I'm not good enough for you, but do you mind if I lie to myself and say that I am? Like, that it's kind of like the same topic. Like, I don't feel like I'm good enough, but it's saying, like, do you mind if I lie to myself for a second? Like, that kind of thing.
That is deep. That was crazy, man. I love that concept. I mean, that's very sad, but I mean, I like how deep it is. That's just crazy. All right, guys.
Well, I appreciate
it. Definitely, my friend. Check it out, guys. We're going to take a little break. This is Michael Picard with the song Do You Mind, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
You never were the meaning for the happiness of others' feelings of a martyr. You slash your wrist, but I slash mine farther. You catch my drift, I sink down in water. Pretend to be a friend, but the truth drowns hard. Am I the cause of your sorrow? The cause of your pain? Give me a moment to collect myself and let me find a way. Oh, one second thought. Oh, do you mind if I lie to myself one more time? Oh, do you mind if I tonight?
Wow. And we are back, guys. Drunk Talk Radio with Pagosi Michael Picard tonight, guys. Oh, my God. That was an epic song. I think I've actually heard that before in your SoundCloud. I forgot how awesome it is. Yeah, that is such a deep and powerful song. That's really, I felt the emotion in that one, man.
Thank you, man. That was one of my favorites that I've ever done. Like one of the ones.
Yeah,
I'm most proud
this is like
of.
One of your masterpieces. Yeah, definitely. Oh my God. Yeah, I like crazy things that happen like that and emotions. I mean, that's what conjures it up. I think in a lot of artists, you know, that's what it is, man. That's why I think I don't know. Like, yeah, like, it's a trip. It's like I don't like sad or bad stuff to happen. But then again, when it does, it's kind of inspired some of the best lyrics ever, right, in music or in poetry. It's crazy. Like my the dude I look up to, Edgar Allan Poe, a lot of his dark stuff came from tragic events in his life. So I don't know. It's like it's hard to – like in one way you wish nothing bad happened to anyone, and then you think, but damn, they wrote that great masterpiece because of it. So it's like, yeah, everything's crazy. That is a crazy song, very epic, so deep. Man, that's just – I was out of this world. And I do remember I heard this one, and I was wondering, I didn't know what it was, who it was about, but I was like, that's powerful, whoever this is about. You know, I went, like, that is crazy. A couple years ago.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, it was, I think we played it on the show one time, like when it was brand new, but we haven't, like, really, like, listened to it together since. And to speak on your point about, like, tragedy and stuff like that, I think, like, personally, my best songs have come from, like, inner strife and, like, the things that are bothering me the most. And all the songs that we played tonight are all songs that came, like, were born from, like, negative emotion and negative feelings. And when I have nothing bothering me, I find it very hard to think of things to write about. Like, I don't really make songs when I don't feel like that. And I think a lot of us, even the professionals and stuff, use the bad things that happen to us to channel and make songs about. And I don't want anything bad to happen to me or like anything negative to happen. But when they don't, I don't feel the same, and I don't think that my music reflects the same when nothing bad is going on.
Yeah, that I agree with that. It's just crazy, like, you know, like you said, if I think of dark things or bad things that happened in the past or that happened, like, a few years ago, that's where I really get the inspiration, you know, especially for my dark poetry. But yeah, if stuff is going really good, I don't know. I guess I could write like a happy song, but it's just weird for me. It would be something about drinking, I guess, and partying and chilling, you know, and like stuff like that. But like, I don't think that's my best stuff that I've ever done. The stuff where I sing about drinking, because anybody could like really make that. That's pretty much the music that's out there now. Anybody could just make that up real quick. But yeah, the songs with deep emotion, you know, like "Hurt" by N.I.N. and like "Shadow on the Sun" by you know, Chris
Lincoln
Cornell,
Park.
Audio Slave. Yeah, that stuff is so, that song, it like almost makes me cry, or it does. Same thing with "Her." It's like crazy. So I mean, that kind of music is powerful, you know. It's not just like, oh, I'm getting faded, I'm getting buzzed. Yeah, you know, it's like on another level. And even after all these years, they still make you feel that emotion, you know, that's crazy. So it's like timeless music, you know, kind of like this song that we played today from you. So it's like, yeah. It's just a trip. It's just nuts, man. Yeah, and I think lately, because I've been sober, I've just been thinking about stuff, and I start thinking stuff, and it just brings up these dark thoughts, and in a way, it kind of fucks me up. But in another way, I'm like thinking, man, I'm getting so many lyrics now, and I'm getting so many concepts. I'm thinking, I don't know. Yeah, I'm still drinking tomorrow, though. That's not going to change. I better start writing now while I'm in this mode of melancholy and darkness. And then celebrate tomorrow with a drink. What do you think? Now that'll go crazy. It's like.
I do the same
like,
thing.
Who
man.
Was the one
like,
drinking the whiskey here, right? Yeah, that's what people tell me. Like, who's the drunk one, me or you? It's like, I didn't even drink yet, but I will be drinking. Oh, hold on one second, man. I got to go get the power cord for this so that the battery doesn't die on the laptop. Just give me one second. I'll be right back. Or let me play a song. Okay. We'll be right back, like, before the time runs out, but I'll be right back.
When it blows through, other gears on a pedestal. Some medical it goes through, other gears that are switched to the old school. You can hear it approach you, intermediary heading in the cold room. Doom. Got trying to find the words to say. Reaching in the bottom of my grave. I'm purging till my lungs turn to gray. An exodus of my inner shame. Got trying to find the words to say. There's a mist of my vocal delay. I'm purging till my lungs.
Turn blue, what a perfect virtue. Stained black from the vision of an earth who could not give a damn. Further down than the apparition that a fact is given, but it's made quite clear. Further down than the acquisition that a fact is given, but it's made quite clear that I'm still right here.
Got you to find no words to say. Reaching in the bottom.